KFSR presents Fresno State Service in Action, stories of community service from the campus of Fresno State, with host Chris Fiorentino on Fresno State Radio, 90.7 KFSR.
Good morning, everyone. As always, we're happy to be with you this morning, and we're really glad you've joined us. There are four guests crammed into our modest little KFSR studio this morning, and all of them are here to talk about how student volunteers are helping promote a healthier lifestyle for the 24,000 Fresno State students, and in turn, helping create a healthier region. So let's get right to introducing our guests. I'm just going to go around, let them introduce themselves a little bit, and they can tell you a little bit more about themselves. So first, I'm happy to welcome one of my former students and now a colleague here at Fresno State, Miss Melissa Norris. Hi, Melissa. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Chris. Thanks for having me.
So give us a little insight into Melissa.
Well, I'm a two-time alum here from Fresno State. I was very engaged as a student, and I'm incredibly grateful to be working now within the Student Health and Counseling Center. And I coordinate a number of different special projects, and one of those joys that I get to work with are these amazing students. So I get to advise our Peer Ambassador of Wellness Program and the Student Health Advisory Committee.
Great. So let's introduce those students. First up, let's do Cassie. Cassie Valencia, please tell us about yourself.
Hi, so I am a grad student here at Fresno State. I am actually getting my master's in public health, so I'm very interested in getting a future career with health education. So my work here at the Health Center actually has helped me out a lot. I was working with the health educators there and working with our Peer Ambassadors of Wellness volunteers. I used to be part of PAWS. I also used to be part of SHAC as well, and I've worked my way up to be a student coordinator, so kind of a different position, but still being able to work with OPAW members and with our health education staff. And that's definitely something that I'm hoping to continue on for my future career goal. So you'll always see me at the health center.
Well, and we were talking before the show started, Cassie wins the most dedicated student award. She commutes by bus every day to and from Visalia. So that's impressive. So Mallory Lewis is with us. Mallory, maybe you can introduce yourself quickly.
Hi, it's good to be here. I'm a graduate student in the Marriage and Family Child Counseling program. I did graduate from Fresno State with my bachelor's degree in psychology. And when I was an undergrad student, that's when I became interested in helping out at the health center. And I was a PAWS from the year 2015 to 2016. And this year, I've been fortunate enough to also be a SHAC member and get an experience with both.
And we'll explain all those great abbreviations like SHAC. And next up is Clarence Obichiri. Clarence, maybe you can tell us about yourself.
Hi, thank you for having me. I'm an international student. This is my second year at Fresno State, and I'm currently majoring in natural science, and my long-term goal is to become a nurse. So as the years go by, I plan to apply to the nursing program on Fresno State campus, and that's why I'm also involved at the health center, so I can get like an experience and get to meet different like health educators and know about like public health and things like that.
And where's home? You mentioned being an international student.
Yes, I'm actually from Nigeria, and okay. I moved here June 2016, and I've been studying here ever since then.
Well, welcome. A little late if you've been here since 2016, but we have a pretty decent number of students from all over the globe, and Clarence is one of them. So glad you're here, Clarence.
Thank you.
So Melissa, first, maybe give us just a little background and overview on the Student Health Center at Fresno State and some of the services that are provided.
The Student Health and Counseling Center is one of those hidden gems on campus. It's a place where our students can go to get wellness support, kind of the health education piece of it. They can get counseling, medical services. We have a pharmacy, lab, and x-ray all within our building. Our students are paying a mandatory health fee, so really essentially they're paying for the service. And so for that reason, many of our services are going to be free of cost, if not very, very low cost to our students.
And it's like a walk-in clinic right on campus, and they can walk in and get all kinds of services, whether it be, you know, medical health services or psychological health services or a number of other programs that are health-related as well, like we're going to talk about today with PAWS and SHAC. So before we talk about Peer Ambassadors of Wellness, or PAWS, and the Student Health Advisory Committee, SHAC, I want to back up and give our listeners a little perspective here. Keep in mind, Fresno State's like a small city. I mean, we're talking 24,000 students. That's 24,000 people who call Fresno and the Central Valley their home. And with that in mind, Melissa, I'm wondering if you can talk a little bit about why are the services offered by these volunteer students and others so important in terms of creating not only a healthier campus, but a healthier general community as well.
Absolutely. I mean, our students are going out there talking about basic issues like cold and flu and how do you stay healthy during cold and flu season, talking about stress management, anxiety, depression. I mean, a number of things that our students are facing already. So not only are they able to become educated themselves to then teach those skills to their peers, therefore making it a healthier campus, but they're able to take those skills home so they can teach their families about it. So their families can spread that education. So essentially that building of a healthier campus becomes a healthier community and healthier Central Valley.
Yeah. And I think that that's one of those important things that sometimes we forget about, you know, as we're preparing students to go out into the world. It isn't just educating them on facts of history and math and anthropology or whatever else they're studying. So, you know, Clarence, I want to come back to you. Maybe you can start by telling us a little more about the Peer Ambassadors of Wellness or the PAWS program.
So far, the Peer Ambassador Wellness program has been a great opportunity and I've experienced a lot of learning. You know, it's like an opportunity for me to go out in the community and like tell people about like how to stay healthy and also spread the services of the student health and counseling center. Like I was so surprised at like the number of people who don't know about like the student health and counseling center and the type of questions I get from there. It's just so surprising. So it's a great opportunity for me to be able to like help people out and make an impact in their lives.
And as one of these ambassadors of wellness, what are the kinds of things that you're talking to students about when you're out there advocating for healthier lifestyles?
For example, I want to say stress and anxiety, and that's something like every student faces, I face too, and talking to people about stress and anxiety and how to like manage it and telling them about like the different workshops we have and like ways they can like go see a counselor to help them manage their stress and anxiety and other things also like depression and topics like physical activity, things like that.
So, yeah. You know, and I think, for example, stress and anxiety, I think a lot of times, you know, people who aren't around the campus a lot, maybe are not familiar with the life of a student in, you know, 2018, you know, it can be very stressful. It's taking full-time course loads, oftentimes being involved in some kind of service or internship. It is, you know, worrying about affording school, affording home, affording food, and also then balancing all of those other things like family life and whatnot. And then you mentioned things like depression, depression screening, I know that you're very involved in, suicide prevention kinds of programs. You also mentioned the fitness issue. Are there particular programs that you promote or out there talking with students about?
Yes. I don't know if a lot of people know about this, but over at the Student Rec Center, they have different fitness classes that is totally free for students. And I just want to encourage people to like make use of the services they have because it really helps.
Yeah, I think one of the things that, again, the healthy lifestyles that we help students build now are going to be carried into their future. So good stuff.
For one example, there's a Work It Out program on campus, and it's a program where students can go into the health center and get paired with like one of the peer ambassadors of wellness. And what we technically do is take them for a run or walk them through like an exercise or a few exercises to stay healthy.
Okay, so kind of a workout buddy for
yes.
that period to help get them rolling. How did you hear about the PAWS program?
It was just a regular day on campus, and I just saw like a tabling event going on. I went to go talk to them. I think it was Cassie that was there, and she was really nice. So I was interested in getting an experience and like being able to make an impact in like the health center on campus.
So Cassie, you've been both a peer ambassador of wellness and a member of the Student Health Advisory Committee, and now you're a student coordinator. And I'm wondering, maybe you can talk a little about your experience with the PAWS program and the efforts to recruit other student volunteers.
Sure. I'll go long story short. I actually did my undergrad at a different college, Cal State East Bay. They have a very similar program that also is called PAWS for Peer Advocates of Wellness. Okay. I was with them for 3 years. That's when I figured out I had to be a health educator. Came here to Fresno State, came back close to home to get my master's in public health, found out they have a PAWS program as well, and I told myself I have to get back in. Unfortunately, applications were closed, and at the time, I know Shaq's a little bit different, and I know Mallory can explain the changes this year, but at the time, it was more of a club, and Melissa was a supervisor at the time, and I was able to kind of talk to her about it, and I was like, okay, well, I'll start with Shaq, and then maybe work my way back into PAWS, and didn't know what I was getting myself into. It was just my way to kind of crawl back into working at the health center on their campus, but it ended up being a great opportunity. At the time, we did a lot of tabling events as well to try to hear from the students of what their health needs are, and I know Mallory can explain a little bit more of the role of SHAC and how they kind of focus more on that rather than promoting the services like PAWS does. But that was definitely kind of my leeway into kind of the administrative level with the health center. Then the next year, I was able to get into PAWS again and work with that, and definitely picked up on that right away with all the experience that I've had at East Bay. And yeah, one big thing was being able to show my new skills. You know, back then when I first started out in PAWS, being a sophomore in college, I had no public speaking skills. I was a very shy person. And I remember the first time tabling, I was like, what is happening? What am I doing here? But now someone can tell me, oh, you have to go table, you need to talk about this. I'm like, okay, let's do it. Give me that clipboard or whatever, and I'll go and talk. And I know Clarence said he remembers me being out there recruiting, and that's one big thing of having that energy to try to recruit students, to tell them, hey, this is a great opportunity, not just for those in public health or nursing or whatnot. It's available for all students. Try to encourage them, hey, you will learn very important skills that can be applied to any position, any career. And then from there, I somehow was able to work up to a student assistant position as a coordinator at the health center.
So what is in that role? What do you do as a student coordinator with the health center?
So I work more with the PAWS than with SHAC. And it's kind of in between the role of the PAWS and the health educators. So we actually do still get tasks from the health educators, but we do have more of a leadership role when it comes to guiding our PAWS. And it's not a requirement to be a PAW or a SHAC member to be a student coordinator, but we do have three student coordinators, myself and a gal who used to be it wasn't PAW back then. She was in something called LEASH. There was kind of different
no
programs
more acronyms,
there.
Stop. No.
But she worked with the health center for a long time as well. And then we have another student coordinator who actually was not a PAW or SHAC member, but was able to be part of our team. And pretty much it's definitely new for me having those leadership skills, being able to kind of help a PAW try to think of what I was like back then, what kind of things helped me when I had my student coordinators help me out to guide me, like, oh, this is what you have to do with providing the health center. You get to table, you get to create this spinning wheel game or a survey, or we get to create videos for kind of like promotional commercial kind of things. And being on that side instead of being on the side where you're just fresh in, like, oh, tell me what to do. What kind of tasks do I need to do? So it's very cool to be able to kind of take those baby steps up in those different positions.
Right. And Mallory, so you were a former peer ambassador of wellness, and now you're with the Student Health Advisory Committee. So tell us a little about SHAC and what do you do in that role?
SHAC is a much smaller group than PAWS. When I was in PAWS, there were about, I think, 15 or 16 of us. And in SHAC, there's six of us, and we all have different majors and come from different backgrounds. But essentially what we do is we bridge the gap between the student body and the staff at the health center. So we kind of represent a voice for students on campus, letting the staff know at the health center what's working for students, what's not, what services would they like to see, and just keeping them in touch with the student climate and our current concerns.
You're that ongoing focus group.
Right, right.
Yeah, and I think, you know, that's an easier way, I think, for a lot of people to understand it, right? We spend all this money on focus groups and getting input from different clients or consumers, and you're just that. You're helping them understand this is how this program is being viewed or received, or it's not being received.
Right.
Yeah. Melissa, how helpful is that for you as a staff member and for the rest of the staff of the health center?
Oh, I would say it's absolutely critical to ensuring that we're providing great services for our campus. What's really unique about the SHAC program is that they get to serve side by side with staff and faculty as well to be able to provide this feedback. So they're having those ongoing conversations with staff and faculty. And so it adds a different level of professionalism, I think, to the experience. It makes it very unique and something that a lot of our students don't get a chance to do.
Mallory, how did you hear about the program and what was it that made you get involved?
So I heard about the program from Melissa because she's my supervisor for PAWS. And after I was a PAW member, there was about a year where I wasn't really involved with the health center, but I still wanted to contribute in some way. So I would attend SHAC meetings when it was still a club. And Melissa let me know that, hey, we are taking Shack in a different direction this next year. I think this would be something you'd really like. If you're interested, I'd love to tell you more about what we have in mind and, you know, maybe you could apply for it. And I thought it would be a really great opportunity. And now that I'm a grad student, I don't have as much time to volunteer and work directly with students like I did when I was in my undergrad program. And also, I wanted to have that kind of different behind the scenes experience and see more what faculty and staff are doing at the health center. So that's how I got involved.
Right. I'm wondering, as you think about your experience so far, whether it be with PAWS and or Shack, I'm going to ask a similar question to each of the students, really, is what do you think's been your biggest accomplishments in the program? And what's been the greatest benefit for you?
I think one of my biggest accomplishments as a PAWS was really breaking out of my shell. You know, we did a lot of presentations in front of classrooms, sometimes in front of 40 plus people. And we would do presentations on sometimes sensitive topics like alcohol poisoning and giving those resources to students. And I just felt like I was really making a difference and connecting with students directly and also trying to help decrease the stigma of things like mental illness and suicide. And that's something I'm really passionate about. And I just felt like I was really able to reach out to students and maybe break down that stigma and talk to people who normally wouldn't have been comfortable talking about that in the first place. And with Shack, I feel like I'm still making a difference, but in a different way. I feel like I'm helping better the services on campus for students and really being that voice for what they need. And it's a different kind of responsibility because it's a small group and, you know, we're speaking on behalf of the entire campus. But since mental health is something I'm really passionate about and have personal experience with, I just kind of took that responsibility and that duty to speak on behalf of other students who might be suffering with mental illness.
You know, we hear about the rare instance of a student at Fresno State who commits suicide or who dies of an alcohol or drug overdose. And one is too many. It's a tragedy. What we don't hear about is all of those students who, because of the work of the health center and of PAWS, that intervention happens so that that student is not on the news for a tragic incident. And I think that's kind of what you're saying. When you're able to reach out to those students and help intervene in some way, sometimes you don't know what difference it makes.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what's so wonderful about the Work It Out program is because we get matched up with someone who has mild depression or anxiety. And, you know, in that situation, we're not therapists or counselors, but we're just there to listen to what's going on for them and kind of letting them vent and exercising with them and being that accountability, because exercise can be really important in coping with depression. But I can tell you from firsthand experience, when you're depressed, you don't want to exercise. It's not fun. But having someone who kind of has an understanding of what you're going through and being that friend and being that support can be really beneficial.
Mm. Cassie, how about you? What do you think for you have been your big accomplishments and how do you think you've benefited?
Well, there's definitely a lot, especially since my experience, you know, both my undergrad and grad school, lots of evolving, but kind of like how Mallory said, with being able to work along with your peers and being able to help them is very rewarding. I started out as a microbiome major back in the day, and when I started working with PAWS, I totally changed my future career plans and realized this is what I want to do. This is what I'm meant to do. And it's definitely changed with all the different obstacles that I've overcome. But the recent ones, I think, are that I'm actually starting to listen to what other peers have to say about the work that I've done. Because I, at a time, would kind of just go in, do my thing, and go home. And I'm in a position where I actually do a lot of presentations on alcohol, a lot for our fraternity and sorority groups here. And a lot of the times I have to come in and, you know, students don't want to hear a lecture, not about any health topic. They don't want to hear someone that's just going to sit there and be monotone about everything. And especially with the topic of alcohol, especially with, you know, past events that have happened, you have to take it in a different direction. And I've learned to have to be able to adapt and be real energetic and kind of quirky. And that's how I already am. So, you know, It's one thing, again, where you have someone lecturing, another thing where you're going to have someone come in and they're like, okay, let's raid a party, you guys. Thanks for coming. And
making it fun. Making it
try
fun.
To make it fun.
Being a peer.
Yeah,
being
definitely.
A peer, yeah.
And being able to actually see people lighten up and actually talk and answer your questions during presentation and really connect with the students. And at the end of the presentation, have them come up and say, that's the best presentation on alcohol
that's great.
Ever heard. And it's so rewarding. And I can't follow them to see if they really are taking my tips and drinking responsibly or whatnot. But I feel like I do what I can in this role with health education. And especially with the role I am now, being in between the position of being a volunteer and health educator and being able to guide our PAWS as well and getting that feedback from them, like, oh, you're a really great person that has guided me a lot. It's so rewarding. And it's one of the main reasons that I am doing what I am doing. And that's, I think, the biggest benefit that I have noticed was my work this year. Right. And it definitely changes each year.
So Clarence, same question to you. Biggest accomplishments and biggest benefits of being involved in the program?
Well, if you talk about accomplishments, I could go on and on because I've lost count of the amount of things I've accomplished. But just being in a position where, you know, like when I first started the program, I was just thinking about, like, you know, how can I impact in people's lives? And not even the people on campus, the people I work with, like my peers. And also, so I was in that position where I was like, it's going to be so hard for me to impact different people's lives. And then during our spring refresher, I'm not going to go into it, but there was this activity we did. And with that, I was able to realize that this is way more than I expected. I've already touched more people's lives than I think. And I think that's like a big accomplishment for me. And I've also been able to like work on myself personally, because from what I've seen about myself, I've become a better person from what I was last year. One of my biggest weaknesses is public speaking. And being in this program, I've put myself in different positions where I have to make presentations and, you know, go out and talk to people in public. And like sometimes people just don't want to listen to you. But just being able to put myself in that position and get out of my comfort zone and just do what I have to do, it's a really big accomplishment for me.
Great. So Melissa, I know that recruitment for next year in the PAWS and the SHAC program is happening right now. Maybe you can tell us just a little bit more about the current recruitment effort and how, if there's somebody out there, a student who's interested, how can they get more information and maybe why should they want to get involved?
We are currently recruiting for both programs, so we're looking for as many applications as we can get. We're looking for students who are interested in making that impact on this campus, talking about issues of health and wellness. Our applications are all online. We can provide the link.
Yeah, we'll put the link up on Facebook.
So. Yes, that would be perfect. So our students can apply. The deadline is March 1st, so that's a Thursday, kind of a strange day for applications to be due, but we're going to hope to stand out. But students will be able to visit our website to get a little bit more details. Our website details out each of the program's responsibilities, a little bit about their time commitments are a little bit different. Our PAWS are going to be volunteering roughly 3 to 5 hours per week, whereas our SHAC members are volunteering about 3 to 5 hours per month. So depending on what type of time commitment our students can give, one of the programs may be a better fit for them. In terms of what they can gain, oh my goodness, I mean, you heard a lot of that from our students here today, but yeah. This is experience that you can get outside of the classroom that really is just immeasurable. They're able to translate these pieces that they're doing, whether that's developing and implementing an event or activity or evaluating a program, working one-on-one and having that mentorship role with another student. All of these types of experiences are going to help add to their resumes, be able to speak to for future employers, and translate to whatever career options they're headed to next.
That's exactly what service at the university, I think, is so focused on. It's about the service that's provided to whoever the end recipient is. In your case, it's, you know, helping to promote healthier lifestyles for students and providing that input back to staff in the health center. But it's also about those benefits the students receive, you know, greater communication skills, greater leadership abilities, better self-esteem, self-confidence, all of those things. So just really excited about this program and any ways we can get students involved in service. So thanks for being such a champion of this, Melissa.
Thank you.
And once again, we burned through another 30 minutes. And I want to just conclude by, number one, thanking our guests today, Melissa Norris, Mallory Lewis, Cassie Valencia, and Clarence Obicherry. And of course, to all of our listeners, thanks so much for being with us today. Please tune in again next Sunday morning at 11 a.m. for another Fresno State Service in Action program on KFSR. And don't forget to like us at FS Service in Action. You can go to that Facebook site. You can see photos of these great students. We'll put the links and other information about the things we've talked about up to that site. And we invite you to interact with us, talk to us, and give us your feedback. So please visit that FS Service in Action Facebook site and let us know what's on your mind. We are Fresno State Service in Action, and we're on the air at 90.7. And as always, streaming worldwide at KFSR.org. Thanks and have a great day.
KFSR presents Fresno State Service in Action every Sunday morning at 11. For a complete program schedule, visit KFSR.org.